Welcome to the Spirit Aligned Legacy Leadership Program, Legacy Leader Podcast. Today we are speaking with Circle One Legacy Leader and Mohawk Elder Jan Longbow from the Turtle Clan of Six Nations of the Grand River.
Sago, in the Mohawk language, they call me Gahedil. And that word means beautiful garden, a really nice garden. And in the English Western language, they call me Jan Longboat. I came through the waters of Gutchie Joni Thomas. And she came through the waters of Gutchie Jukwa Thomas. The Mohawk women I just spoke of was my mother and my grandmother. And they are the ones that gave me my identity, my nation, and my clan, which is Turtle. I came to a society of clan mother women. My place and belonging has been on the Haldimand Track of the Grand River, which now they call Six Nations. Growing up, my earliest memories are listening to the elders as they told stories of the natural world. My memory of stories was birthed around a round oak table, sitting with nine siblings, elders, and community. Elder women have been central to my learning. They became my teachers and teachings of how to live a good life. My elementary years together taught me practice and my relationships with the earth. The women were always told that the earth and the people rise from the earth. The human being is about relationships to the natural world. One of the first experiences for our family is to send greetings and thanksgiving to everyone, everything that gives us life and sustains our existence on Mother Earth. My connection with the Earth began at a very young age. I began to understand Mother Earth and her responsibility to grow our food and to save our indigenous seeds. To sing the seed songs to the ceremony of planting. To give thanks to the natural elements, which will now take care of the maturation cycle of growing. The gardens became our source of food for the yearly cycles. I became rooted in a matrilineal society of women and the women's roles and responsibilities to community and to clan family. The main roles are food production and reproduction of life-giving, and also to rebuild our nations. Earth awakening was my favorite cycle. As the spring equinox arrives, the time of the earth renewal was waiting for our responses. Along with this time and space, the sky world, or the night sky, became the model for the community on Earth. Our sky calendar carries the stories of indigenous horticulture. The elders always told us we develop as an ecological human. Touch the earth, they told us. We are part of a living, conscious universe. Many of the people attended the Mohawk Institute, one of the oldest governments and churches ran boarding schools in Canada. The cultural and social damage done at the schools across Canada remained a large part of today's healing. My father was a survivor of that era. the erosion of indigenous languages at the schools, and the abuse suffered at a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level has left our community still struggling today with the trauma, now passed down to the next generation. Being concerned for the women's attended and the loss of voice impressed upon me the need to assist the women to find their voice and to heal from that horrendous experience. And that has become my work for many, many years. Working with survivors for over 20 years became the journey I walked with the Indigenous women survivors. Finding their voice through storytelling became the healing model of much success, along with the reconnection to the land and bringing the women home. It became evident in my work that the role of the women is the ancestral and protocol of land, Mother Earth management. The loss of land continues and contributes to the ongoing pain and grief of our community. My work to protect the land continues to be part of my healing and my role. Reclaiming Mother Earth language is vital to recovery. Our story of political destruction through colonization and residential schools still remain in our Indigenous communities. Healing then and now is about understanding and getting ready to make change. The ancestors told us how to make change is to change our story. Reclaiming the good mind is a placeholder for Indigenous justice.